Om Shanti, very good morning. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. We're very fortunate to have Surya Bhai with us this morning. Very interesting topic. I'm sure all of you know. You have signed up for this course today, whole day. How fortunate we are with Surya Bhai. He's very, very busy. I'm sure all of you know. He travels all over the world and all over India. And he receives thousands, millions of calls every day for spiritual solutions, for ailments, whatever problem, people come and contact him. Surya Bhai, I would say, is a household name. Who wouldn't know Surya Bhai? I know him even before coming to Madhavan. You know, just like the sun, his name is the sun of knowledge. Just like the sun is warmed, its rays touches the lives of everyone. Similarly, this spiritual sun of knowledge, his wisdom, his powerful vibrations, his tapasya, his love, his churning of Baba's knowledge touches the lives, the hearts of many, many souls around the world, not just India. Who has experienced this before? I'm sure many of you. I just want very short little of your time to share with you this story that even before coming to Madhavan, I was introduced to Surya Bhai. When I first came to knowledge, I had so many obstacles, I couldn't come to Madhavan. So one time, the sister told me, why don't you write a letter, and I'm going to bring it to Surya Bhai. And he was so kind, despite his busy, tight schedule, he replied my letter, and the sister brought back that letter to me, and I practiced. He gave me one powerful blessing. You are the master almighty authority. You just experienced Baba's rays upon you, and all obstacles will be finished. And yes, his blessings and the practice from his advice, within a short period of time, next year, I could come to Madhavan, and I met him personally. And many, many, many other stories all around the world. I'm sure you'll hear from Surya Bhai today all the wonderful things he has helped many souls to help them to overcome the obstacles. And, well, officially, he's holding a very important, significant position in the Yajna, as you all know. He's the main coordinator, I would say the chief director for the Bhandara of three complexes, Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan, and Shantivan. And as you know, as is our food, so is our thought. So how important is this department in bringing to us food filled with powerful vibrations so that we have the inner strength and power in our lives? And also he is a group director of the laboratory of the Raj Yoga Laboratory for SPARC, and many, many other positions he's holding. And so we are very fortunate. Thank you so much, Surya Bhai, for coming here to enlighten us with your spiritual wisdom and your churning and powerful vibrations. So let's put our hands together to welcome Surya Bhai. Thank you.
Om Shanti. So you are happy with the meeting of Baba? Every day, every morning, or all the time, we can enjoy his drashti and his meetings. Would you like to meet him every morning? We have to receive blessing from him. We have to receive drashti from him. And very important for us, we have to give drashti to entire world. Our drashti can bring a wonderful change in this whole world. Power of mind, power of subconscious mind. What is the need of this time? What we Brahmins must do, and from Baba's Avyakt Murli, make your mind silent. Man ka mon, silence of mind. Second thing, dance of mind. Did you dance after listening, Baba? Did you dance, Russian brothers and sisters? Not so much. I will share some things how to make our mind dance in early morning. And third thing was how to empower the mind. Silent the mind, make dance the mind, empower the mind. These were three main inspirations in Avyakt Baba's Murli. All these three are related to each other. If mind is silent, what Baba was speaking, your speech will become less and powerful. We all are in the field of service. We have to give knowledge to all. Not only we have to impart the knowledge, but we have to destroy the obstacles of many. So our speech, our words need power. If there is powerful vibrations into our words, others' mind will change. Our vibrations will enter their mind, not only words. Words are not enough for Baba's service. Giving message is not enough, but giving vibrations to them. Together with our words, vibrations will go to them and they will bring them close to Baba, close to Brahman family, close to this Raj Yoga meditation. So we have to silent our mind. Now TG Job, we know this is the hardest thing in the world, and sometimes for some persons it's very impossible. They say, no, we can't do. I tell you a little philosophical story of Indian Raj Yoga, ancient Raj Yoga of India. In the beginning of Copper Age, there was a monk. Actually, he was a professor, but at that time, all those professors used to be celibate, a good tapasvi, yogi. His name was Maharishi Patanjali. He wrote a small book on Raj Yoga. It is well known in the world, but it's very difficult to understand because it was in Sanskrit and Hindi translation was also difficult. But English translation, as Swami Vivekananda did, it became easier. It is known as Eightfold Raj Yoga. Eight parts of that. So last stage in that yoga is thoughtlessness. That great scholar realized at that time, in the beginning of Copper Age, that every human being utilized only 20% of mind's power. Rest 80% is wasted. So if you save that 80% energy, you can become most powerful. So he taught in beginning asanas, pranayam, just for good health. Then four parts were related to meditation. And last stage was, mind should become thoughtless. He said, no thought, zero thought. But we know, mind is never so silent, otherwise it is dead. Nowadays, only 10% of mind's energy is used by all. And in some cases, many human beings are using only 5% of their mind's energy. How can we calculate? If there are 80% waste thoughts in our mind, it means we use 20% energy. If there are 90% thoughts, we use 10. If there are always negative thoughts, waste thoughts, you can calculate how much we use. Mind's power, brain's power. Both things are interrelated. So Baba asks us again and again, you have to silence your mind. It means, first, make your mind positive. For that, create not only positive thoughts in your mind, but create powerful, elevated, or thoughts of self-respect in your mind. Automatically, the speed of mind will become slow. In normal state of mind, in a common man, 25 thoughts are created per minute. Nowadays, many human beings, their speed of mind has become 40 thoughts per minute. 40. We yogis have to slow down the speed of our mind. I give you one thought. When we had been deities in golden age, how much will be our thoughts speed? How many thoughts per minute we used to arise in our mind? Can you guess? No, not one. Not one. More. 8 to 10. Normal state. So we have to slow down the speed of our mind up to 8-10 thoughts per minute. We need not to count our thoughts. We need not to observe each thought. But we all must understand this deep philosophy of our mind. Mind, just as our body needs food, mind also needs some nourishment. And that is pure thoughts, powerful thoughts, elevated thoughts, thoughts of intoxication, thoughts of higher consciousness. So if we create such thoughts, automatically our speed of mind will slow down. It's automatic. We need not to pressurize our thought. We need not to put strain on our mind. Simple. Mind will become silent. Babas mean to say, make your mind free from waste. That's all. Because our mind vibrates the vibrations out. according to our thought. Suppose I think I am supremely pure soul, so pure energy will spread out from us. If we think we all are Master Almighty, very powerful vibrations will go to entire world. One secret I would like to share in front of you, just in 1 minute, and you have to churn this. It is not written anywhere. It was not mentioned by Baba. It is not mentioned by psychologists, not by medical doctors, a new thing. Whatever we had done right from the beginning of golden age till now, everything is recorded into our brain also. Just as it is recorded into soul, it is also recorded into this gross brain, big brain. All sanskaras, all qualities of our deity form, everything after copper, from the beginning till the end of Kali Yuga, everything is here. According to psychologists, these things have been stored in unconscious mind. They say, said it unconscious mind, because it is not working. They are like in dormant form. But now, listen carefully, with attention. Now is the time. Time has arrived when those all things have been started to emerge inside. According to psychologists, bad energy from unconscious mind is coming continually in the brain. It is causing psychiatric disease. It is causing depression, insomnia, sleeplessness, and many problems of the brain. And doctors have no medicine for this. You must know it. There is no medicine for mind. Only Raj Yoga, only Baba, only our higher and elevated thoughts are the medicine. So don't go to the doctor if you are fresh. I'm not saying you. No one must go to the doctors for this. Raj Yoga. Concentration, good thoughts can heal these things. So now is the time when all that negativity which was recorded in Kali Yugi time, Iron Age world, it is coming up. So many people of this world will feel, are experiencing many negative things into their relationship, into their sanskaras, into negative thinking. Many are complaining, they think too much, can't control. Many are complaining, if one thought came up in the morning, whole day they keep repeating that negative thought. So these are mental disease. And we should be very careful that nothing should go here, negative. Nothing negative should sit here. Hold nothing, release everything. And for this, just 3 things. Be very easy. Very easy. Then things will not enter here. They will come from 1 ear, will go out from the second. or will go from here. They will not enter your mind, your brain. Light. Suppose someone is insulting you, is speaking insulting words, abusing you. You may hurt, but smile. Oh, nothing. Let it go from here. You be happy, I am happy. Don't accept these negative things. Very important thing. Let them go away. If you accept such thing, they will sit in your mind, in your brain, and will create all the time negative energy, will supply negative energy to your brain. Very harmful. So this is why Baba is saying, silent your mind. And second dharana is, we have to be very happy. This is an art of life. Dance, what Baba was saying. Make your mind dance. Very happy right from the morning. So, negative things will not enter. And third thing, we have to become very powerful, Master Almighty. These three dharanas, very important for our life. I would say a very good and important thing in front of you, because I want to make this class of today, whole day, very practical, which can be very useful for your whole life, Brahmin life, Laukik life, family life. If we get angry, if we are negative, believe it, we open the gate of our intellect and entire negative energy of this universe will enter your mind. So keep it closed, because in this entire world, entire environment, it's like ocean of negative energy, tsunami of negative energy. We have to be very powerful, very happy, very light. Then this negative energy will not enter, keeping future in the mind. Because future of this world, two parts we will see in this world. One is big transformation of this world, which is called very severe destruction. Second thing, glorification of Baba. Wah, 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 everywhere in the world. Victory, victory and victory everywhere in the world. Victory of Baba children, victory of Baba. And you will see on this earth, a spiritual revolution will be created by Brahmins. A spiritual revolution. And a day will come when all human beings of all religions would like to become pure. They will not reject purity. They will accept it. They will have their connection with the Supreme. And then they will get the blessing of Mukti. They will go back to their home. So, very important, another thing, what Baba used to say 30 years, 40 years before, for settling the karmic account of everyone, godly missionary will become very fast. So we have arrived to that point. That godly missionary already has been started. It is becoming fast day by day. Everyone has to settle one's karmic account. No one can protect in this case to another. So, we have to be very careful. Churn deeply now with me. Am I doing what I can do? Talk to yourself. What can I do now? What more I can do now? How much great fortune I can create now? This is the best opportunity for me to receive everything from Baba. Am I receiving? This is time to create my fortune. My fortune has come in my own hand. Not only that, my fortune, in Baba's words, gold has come in your hands. The fortune maker has come in your hand. What we are doing, talk to yourself every day in your life. Every day. Spare half an hour for solitude. If you are very busy, weekend, 2 days, you can spare half an hour every day. Talk to yourself this way. Charge yourself. Mind will become peaceful, energetic. Zeal and enthusiasm will come in your life. So I give you one homework. You can do in the time between. I will give you the time. You have to note down 10 thoughts to control your waste thoughts. 10 Baba's thoughts, 10 thoughts of this knowledge which will help you to stop wasting, which will help you to remove your worries and anxieties, which will help you to make you free from stress, which will help you to solve your problems. You have to choose 10 or 12 powerful thoughts for that. I am giving you some points which I use in my life. I have used for years and years. New point I got from Baba's Murli. I use them and they help me a lot to make my mind silent. Important thing for this practice, we have to use the knowledge of drama. Knowledge of drama. You can note down for yourself at least 8 powerful points of drama to whom you will use for your whole life. In Hindi, Baba used a beautiful word for that, sakshi, sakshi drashta, detached observer. Observe everything, but being detached. See everything, but remain detached. Do your responsibility, fulfill everything. Look after your children, your business, job, and remain detached observer. For this, practice of drama's knowledge in at least 8 points. For example, every soul is playing one's own part. No waste thoughts for them. Nothing about them. Let them play their part freely. We should enjoy everyone's part. Very deep thing. Second thought, everyone is having one's own elevated fortune. We need not to worry about anyone. Suppose you have your children, two small babies. They are born in your home with their fortune. They brought a big karmic account of past with them. We can help them. We can give love to them. We can give good vibrations to them. But we should not give the vibrations of fear, the vibrations of worries, the vibrations of anger. Be careful. If you are worried about your children, it means you are giving negative energy to your children. It will not be beneficial to them. Be careful. Now, most important thing is giving good vibrations to the family. Third point of drama. Whatever is happening in this world that is accurate and perfect, be free from thoughts. So, this way. So, from everyday's murli, you will get some good points for making your mind silent. Note them down. Very important thing what I have done throughout my Brahmin life of more than 52 years. From every year seasons only, I read them again and noted down very powerful points out of them. There were not many, only 50. Deep, very good secrets from them. The thoughts which give intoxication, which make us carefree. Note them down. Keep reading them. It will take only 5-7 minutes and they will give you energy. I would like to give you one very good thought. And you can use it all the time in your life. Our each and every thought creates the energy, creates the vibrations. You know it. These vibrations go to the nature. And there is always reaction between our vibrations and nature. And they form the same thing and bring you back.
Yeah.
So for yourself, you can keep some powerful thoughts in your mind. From the Murali you can get them. Now we have to make our mind dance. Would you like it? Because Baba was looking at that day, that all are so happy, their mind is dancing. Baba can see everything, what is going on inside. So he wants us to make our mind dance forever. And for this, again I would ask you to write down at least 16 thoughts in your diary now after this class. The thoughts which give you lot of happiness. Extremely happy we have to make our life. And for this happiness, we all have to start from Amrit Vela. How to do some beautiful thing? Because if our Amrit Vela is very successful, very enjoying, very intoxicated, if we receive blessings from Baba, if we receive His drashti, it becomes a great thing for our life, not only this life, but many lives in golden silver age. As soon as you open your mind, I start the power of subconscious mind from here. Next session, I will take on how to empower the mind or how to solve the problem. In evening, most of the time, how to make this yoga easy, and we will do practical practice of yoga. One very good thing, in the morning, when we wake up, our first 10 minutes, are most important time for our life. Because at that time, our subconscious mind is active, awakened. Conscious mind has started to work. We think little. Subconscious mind is fully active. This is the only time in human life, every day, when both mind are active. Subconscious mind is fully active, conscious mind is becoming active. Be careful. Our very first thought will affect our life extremely, immensely. Very first thought. So be careful. for your thoughts you create in first minute, in 1 minute, in the beginning. Take it in your own control. My thoughts cannot be affected from the past, from yesterday. But my thoughts are in my control now for 10 minutes. 10 minutes are enough. I am saying for 1 minute in the beginning. Baba, good morning. First meeting with the Supreme, the most beloved, God friend. First meeting. And feel, as we said him, Baba, good morning, his hand of blessing came on our head. He's giving us blessing. May you be ever happy. May you get success everywhere. May you become perfectly pure. Like this. Feel. Begin your day with this feeling. Next thought. Every day you have to create these thoughts. Baba, you have given me everything. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Dance. You can dance physically too. Baba, no one is as fortunate as I am in this world. I am the most fortunate soul in this world. You have created me so elevated fortune. Many, many thanks to you. It will make you dance. And you must know, if you create such thoughts, your fortune will awaken. Your fortune will increase day by day. Be careful. Never create any negative thoughts in these minutes. Otherwise, they will also come in your life. Baba, I'm very poor. Baba, I'm in bondage. No. I'm free from all bondages. How can human beings can bind me? No one has got this right to bind me. I'm free. Say this way, Baba, many, many thanks to you. You made me free from all bondages. It will be created. So whatever you think again and again, it is created. Note down. Whatever we think again and again, it is created. So we are the creator of our fortune. We are the creator of our future. Our own thoughts will determine our fortune. Use first 10 minutes. Talk to Baba. Before sitting in meditation, talk to him. Charge yourself. I am Master Almighty. Baba, you have given me your all powers. I am blessed with your all powers. I am so great. You gave me love and respect. So these thoughts will give you maximum energy. Do it tomorrow and before going to bed. Most important, if you want to enjoy your Amrit Vela, do the same practice before you go to bed. It will become very natural. Otherwise, what happens? Effect of the sleep, effect of the dream, effect of the vibrations makes our brain mind dull in the morning. We are unable to create good thoughts. So, one thing can help you, either you listen your lovely song, any lovely song you like the most, or you listen for 5 minutes any part of class, or you listen the voice of Avyakt Baba. Such, these physical things, external things, will help you to activate your mind in the morning. But it's most important that we can create energetic thoughts in the morning. check yourself. Do I create any negative thoughts in the morning? I used to make my sisters laugh. Husband and wife, both are sleeping together. Sister is in jnana, she woke up. Saw the face of the husband. Oh, how bad man I got in this life. I'm married with such unfortunate person. He tortures me all the time. Well, oh Baba, what did I do in the past? I got such a husband. Will I get such a husband in every kalpa? Very bad. Change this drama, Baba. So what will happen? Subconscious mind was active at that time. And you created those negative thoughts. So it will become more powerful. So you are giving that negative energy to your husband or to your wife. If you create such thought, 1,000 experience, 1,000 good experiment of these thoughts. This soul is my good friend. He loves me very much. We both are good friends to each other. He's my cooperative. I also love him. I respect him. You will find in 7 days everything will change. I'm saying at least 1,000 experiments. I taught people, they did it. Full success. Husband did not allow to go to the center in the morning. And she did such practices and made a vision that he's also going with me. And in 3 months, she became Brahma Kumar. This is the power of subconscious mind. Did you follow what I mean to say? You can make your life very happy and successful in the morning. I would say you can choose at least 16 thoughts, note them down every morning, read them, create them inside. I'm the most happy person in the world. Baba has given me the blessing of success. Success is my birthright. Wherever I will go, success will follow me. Success will come to my feet. Create such thoughts. I am Master Almighty. I am more powerful than problems. I am more powerful than Maya. Baba, with his 1,000 arms, is with me. Charge yourself with such thoughts. If you get angry, I ask you one question. Please don't mind. How many of you got victory over anger? Most of the anger, 90%. Yes, please. Got victory over anger. Anger. 90%, 80%. Decide. Do you want to get free from anger? Just simple yukti, you do it for 21 days and see the miraculous result in those 10 minutes of morning. First thought, I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel. I am the conqueror of Maya. Maya Jeet, conqueror of Maya. I am free from anger. Last thought, with good feeling, my mind has become very cool and calm, very peaceful. I am very peaceful. beautiful. You can repeat them with this sequence 5 times. I am Master Almighty. Now you have to think with me, together with me. I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel. I am the conqueror of Maya. I am free from anger. My mind had become very peaceful. I am peaceful soul. I am very peaceful. This practice will enable you, will empower you to get free from anger. Because anger is also our worst enemy. I can say anger and ego. These are two worst enemy of yogi souls. So what will happen? You have given the command to your subconscious mind, I am free from anger. So suppose situation comes in front of you, subtle anger comes up, subconscious mind will remind you, no, you are anger free.